I'm reading verse 1 of chapter 1 of Leviticus. And the Lord called unto Moses and spoke unto him out of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now, this is the oldest offering, as we shall see. For God says here now in verse 2, he says to Moses, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, if any man of you bring an offering unto the Lord, ye shall bring your offering of the cattle, even of the herd and of the flock. Now, will you look at that for just a moment? This is the oldest offering that's known to man. It was the offering of Abel. It was the offering of Noah. It was the offering of Abraham. And the brazen altar where this offering was made, in fact, all the offerings were made there, but this brazen altar was called the burnt altar. It received its name from this sacrifice. I take it was the most important sacrifice. And it's recorded first of the five offerings because of its prominence and priority. This offering is a picture of Christ in depth as well as in death. Man cannot probe the full meaning as this offering sets before us what God sees in Christ. And we don't see quite as much as he does. Here is a profound mystery that only the Holy Spirit can reveal. And you remember Paul in Ephesians 5:2 says, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. This is the burnt offering. This is the person of Christ. Now this sweet savor offering, the burnt offering, it's Christ our substitute. And we have here in these first four verses the regulations for the burnt offering. Then we'll have the ritual of it. Then the reason for the burnt offering. And then we'll turn over to the sixth chapter and see the law of the burnt sacrifice. Now as to the regulations here, you see as we open it, God called unto Moses out of the tabernacle. No longer speaking from the top of Mount Sinai in thunder and lightning is when he gave the commandments. Here he calls to Moses from the tabernacle in reconciliation. Vayikra, he called. It's for those that will hear his voice. That's important to see. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:22, for the Jews require a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. And called doesn't just mean those that hear, it means those that have responded. And I'd ask you that question, have you heard him? And have you responded to him?